roll call, please.
Kathleen McMonagle.
Here.
Elsie Weber.
Here.
Hugh Gibbons.
Here.
Rick Whitney.
Here.
Betsy Pringle. Bill Goggins.
Here.
John Kapler.
Here.
Okay. Let's turn off our cell phones. And first item on the agenda is reading and approval of minutes of the August 2nd meeting.
Motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. So, does anybody have any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? They looked okay to me, but
fine to me.
So the chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Second it.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes as drafted.
Okay.
Second it.
Moved and seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the agenda for the evening includes a special presentation on the Granicus digital recording system, council member reports, review of the work program. Then we have a period for requests from the audience, limited to 3 minutes, following by the hearing for the 2006 comp plan amendments. For purposes of the audience, anybody who wants to speak to the comp plan amendments should not speak until we have the hearing open. And then we will be discussing final approval of the Yarrow Bay Marina file, and followed by any new business and administrative reports. So with that, we will have a special presentation of the Granicus digital recording system.
Hello, my name is Prince Callen, and I am one of the administrative supervisors here in the planning department. And I'm just going to take a few minutes tonight to demonstrate the Granicus digital recording system that the city is now using, and also to show you a little bit of items that are available on the Houghton website, like the agendas, minutes, and online meeting packets. So just to give you a little background, Granicus is the digital recording system that the city is now using that allows you to access audio recordings of meeting, audio recordings of meetings through the internet. So you would be able to listen to audio recordings from your own home if you have access to the internet. And the city began using Granicus about a year ago or so, a little over a year ago, first off starting with the city council, and then gradually they started using it with the planning commission meetings, and now all of the various boards and commissions are using the digital recording system. Previously, we had been using just your basic tape recording system that had become outdated and was replaced with Granicus. Like I mentioned, City Council is the first group that we began using it for, and as you know, their meetings are video recorded, but all the other boards and commissions with the city will not have video. We will be making audio recordings only, as usual. We'll start just quickly by going to the Houghton website. Now, this is just the view of the city's website, and I can show you just by going to departments, and the Houghton website is underneath planning, so scroll down to planning. On the planning webpage, you just need to go down to the bottom where meeting information is, and you click on Houghton. You've probably already accessed the Houghton webpage many times. The top just lists the each of your names and your term dates. I'll scroll down to the bottom. This bottom portion has been here for a while. We've posted copies of the meeting agendas and the older minutes available for quite a while. The middle section is what's new. We've just began starting this past summer posting copies of the meeting agendas and packets. So about a week before the meeting, usually you get paper copies of the meeting packets, and at that same time now we are posting them online. So it's kind of handy because if there's a holiday or for some reason if mail is delayed and it's not hand delivered, you would be able to access an electronic copy online. It's the same as it was before. Down below, you can just click on the various links to access copies of the agenda, or copies of the items that are being discussed. Tonight, there's two items on the agenda, and so some of the items, the packets are very large, and they have to, for the sake of download time, they have to break it up a little bit. So this has the staff memo and then each of the attachments broken out separately. So if you click on that, it just shows you where the copy of the staff memo. Now, towards the top of the page, fairly recently we started also including copies of the planning public meeting calendar. I think you also get copies of that in your meeting packets, but now you can also see that online. That's updated once a week. These only include planning items, so it's the planning public meeting calendar. Now, the Granicus portion that I talked about is accessed by this middle section. Click here to access Houghton Community Council minutes. By clicking on this link, it opens up another window that, again, shows all the meetings that we so far have been using Granicus for. Now, right now, we record the minutes as usual. You wouldn't notice any difference during the meeting. The big difference is immediately following the meeting, the recording secretary will be able to make the audio recording and a copy of the agenda, say for tonight's meeting, available through the internet. So if you wanted to, you could go home, go on your computer, and listen to tonight's meeting immediately following. So just to show you the layout, here, of course, are the meeting dates, the duration of the meeting, and then over to the right, there are links, view video and view minutes. Now, view video, again, as I mentioned, city council meetings are videotaped. Yours are audio taped only. So the link, you know, is a little off. It says view video. It has to be that way for city council, so we can't change that. But for you, it's just listening to an audio recording. So, for instance, if I click on View Audio for the July 31st meeting, it pulls up this media player.
Betsy and Dave are going to be.
And a copy of the agenda.
The situation with Dave.
Yeah, up a little bit.
Okay, let's call this meeting to order. The hearing with the Houghton Community Council and the Kirkland Hearing Examiner.
The media player runs just like a regular tape recorder. It's play, fast forward, rewind, etc.
David has.
But there are some options that are kind of handy. One is right up here with the scroll bar. It has a seek or scan feature. You can click and drag it across if you want to fast forward it to various points in the meeting if you don't want to listen to the whole entire thing. The second option is the jump to feature. If you look at copies of or further down on the agenda, you can click the down arrow for jump to and just move directly down to the end of the meeting if you only want to listen to the SEPA appeal.
Portion of this hearing.
And then lastly, in the agenda itself, it has various hyperlinks that you can click on and move forward or back throughout the meeting. So those are just some handy features and how you can access the agenda and the audio recording. And then just briefly, I'll show you about the minutes. Once you still receive your paper copies of draft minutes in your packets like you always do. And once you approve them, we will then make your edits, whatever you request, and then make the minutes available over the web too. So usually the following day after the meeting where you approve it, we would make it accessible on the web. So once we do that, you would be able to go in and click on View Minutes, and it pulls up the detailed copies of the minutes for that meeting. Each of these blue highlighted areas are hyperlinks, and again, takes you back to the recording that
Jim,
you just listen to that one portion of the meeting.
Told me that for variety
so those are just some things that are available now on the website that we wanted to make sure that you were aware of, and
so
to know that citizens are now able to access this information via their website from their own homes. So if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them for you.
Yeah, the zoning code and the comp plan available also on the website.
It is available on the planning website, not here on
just
right. Yeah, not on the Houghton website, but back on the planning website.
So it's always the most up-to-date version?
Yes, it is. Something Oh, down here. Zoning code and comp plan.
Nancy?
Prince, is there a change to the minutes that they need to know about, or are the minutes... I guess they haven't changed since we started doing Granicus, and they've seen those a few times already?
Well, I'm not sure they have seen our new version. I think only Planning Commission has so far.
Right, right.
I think your last couple of minute or meetings have been canceled. We are switching to a more abbreviated form of minutes, so we won't have the level of detail that we had in previous minutes. We'll still have detail on specific issues, but the important thing is that the city recognizes the audio recording of the minutes as the official city record, and the paper copies really are just kind of a point of reference for people. So probably starting with this meeting tonight, when it comes back at the next meeting, you'll notice that the minutes are a little more streamlined compared to what you're used to.
And is Gloria going to be...
Yes, I should take this opportunity to introduce Gloria Martin. She is one of our new recording secretaries, and she will be staffing our Houghton Community Council meetings. So tonight is her first night here, but she will be at each of the Houghton meetings here on out.
Welcome, Gloria.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prince. Okay. This time we have council member reports and or comments. Does anybody have Elsie?
I attended the second public forum updating for the shoreline management Saturday the 30th of September. It's in the early process, and the first few meetings that are open to the public are to get the public input as to how they feel about what's going to happen and what they would like to see done along the way. There were a number of good speakers, and Patrice Tovar is in charge of this project, and in my opinion, I realize it'll be a very good project because she always does an excellent job. This should be finished sometime at the end of 2007 if everything goes all right. There will still be a number of meetings that will be brought before us. Some of the comments that the residents made that were, I thought, were interesting. There were a number of comments made, but these are the garbage in the water and milfoil, stormwater runoff from the crooked streets down to the lake. And one gentleman from Juanita made a suggestion that I'm sure is going to be looked into. He suggested reducing the rear property lines and putting that extra footage to the front of the property so that they'd be further back from the lake. And I think that was a good idea for the newer projects down there. Hmm. And other than that, I'm sure they'll be bringing this to us for many updates before the end of the project.
Well, thank you for attending. Any other comments or reports? Okay. With that, do we have anything to discuss on the work program, Nancy?
Well, the November, your November meeting, November 27th,
mm-hmm.
We may have the FAR regulations on that agenda. I'm not certain yet, but just encourage you to check the website and... we will have that agenda out in advance. But it's possible that those regulations will be back to you for final action on November 20th.
Okay.
And that's the only thing I can think of right now that might be on that on that meeting.
So if they aren't, are you saying we may not even have enough to constitute a meeting on
that's
November?
That's possible, okay. Yeah. Because nothing is showing up right now. I don't think there are any quasi-judicial projects.
Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll be in touch on that.
All right.
November agenda.
And then at the end of the meeting, we'll be discussing the December meeting date, right? Okay. this point, we have an opportunity for members of the audience to speak to the council on anything they'd care to discuss, with the exception of comments on the comp plan amendments, which we're going to have a hearing on. So would anybody care to address the council on any issues? Okay. We'll move on to the comp plan amendment hearing then. So, Teresa, it's yours.
Good evening, Teresa Swan, the Planning Department. What you have before you is the 2006 Comprehensive Plan Amendments. June 26th, the Houghton Community Council reviewed the scope of the work for the Comprehensive Plan Amendments this year and agreed with the list. This year is mainly housekeeping amendments. In the past, you've had some major revisions to the comprehensive plan. This year is more just a year to go through, update information. The only kind of minor policy has to do with a Senate bill having to do with promoting physical activity. And so that's the only main area where there might be some policy discussion. The list, as I have up here, the first one has to do with the capital improvement program, which the city updates every year. Once that is done, that's usually having to do with projects for transportation, parks, surface water. Again, the council goes through a process during the year and then adopts a new capital improvement program. Well, we have a capital facility plan, which is in the capital facility element. Those set of charts have to match the CIP. So what you had before you is just updates following the City Council approval of the CIP. Secondly, we have 23 maps, which we had to update. That's probably the volume of your packet is 23 maps. That's because we did a minor annexation in Juanita, which changed the boundary of the city, and most of our maps follow the boundary of the city, so we had to change those maps. In addition, the city purchased two park properties. One is in Houghton, which is in the Yarrow Bay area, and the other one is in South Juanita, adding to the park in South Juanita. So again, with the new maps, we needed to change both the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. Concerning Senate Bill 5186, which was passed last year, it just talks about how cities need to promote physical activity. And so staff went through the comprehensive plan, felt that the plan as it is right now does meet those requirements. For example, we have extensive plans for bike and pedestrian trails. We have pedestrian-oriented building design policies. Of course, our park and recreation element goes in extensively about physical activity. So we went through each of the chapters to see if there's any area where we needed to do anything. And it was mainly just adding a few words here and there to just show the city's intent of promoting physical activity. And then the last one was that the Parks Department went through the human service element, which is our newest element that was written in 2004, which you had an opportunity to review and to provide comment. And they made some minor changes. No longer are we talking about seniors in terms of recreation and parks, but people over 50, because the city's gearing their activities for a wider range of people. In addition, they looked at adding some comments about teenage substance abuse, depression, and suicide, as well as updating general information. So that's what the changes you see there. The Planning Commission will hold its hearing on October 26th, this Thursday, and then it will go to City Council on December 12th, and then it will come back for your final review in December. So that's probably one reason why we'll want to set a date, because you'll see the final approval on this. Do you have any questions on any of the amendments? Again, these were general housekeeping amendments this year, so it's not a large packet.
Anybody have any questions before we have public input?
I do have a question.
Excuse me?
Yes, Elsie has a question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cover anything that you've covered here, but in here I saw that they were talking about changing how we figure the traffic. the LOS?
Oh, the level of service. In the staff memo, we mentioned that the city this year was going to look at level of service because up in the Totem Lake area, we're getting close to our level of service there. We had the mall coming in sooner than we thought and a little larger, and then we have a few developments that are occurring. The Transportation Commission spent some time this spring and decided they really don't particularly care for the way we do level of service right now. It only looks at vehicle modes, and it doesn't look at pedestrian, bicycle, transit, which is really your entire package. So they felt that they wanted to go out and look to see what other ways to measure our level of service. They went to the city council, and the council agreed, let's not go ahead and try to massage or rework our level of service because of what's potentially happening in Totem Lake, but rather let's go back and look at it, maybe potentially a different system that looks at other modes, which some other cities do. So that's what the Transportation Commission will do this fall and next spring, and then they'll bring back to you a recommendation on potentially a different system, and then maybe different system of level of service. So thanks for mentioning that, but so you'll see that then next summer.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else have any specific questions before public input? Okay. If any members of the public would care to give us comments on these proposed amendments to the comp plan, this is your opportunity. So we will officially open the hearing to the public. Don't everybody jump up at once. All right. I guess I'm taking it that we don't have any public input on it. There really wasn't anything too controversial in the proposed changes, so it doesn't surprise me. And no further questions from any of our council members? It was pretty straightforward. Well, I guess you did a good job, Teresa. Yeah, I think that would be appropriate. Does anybody want to make a recommendation?
I'll make a motion.
Motion
to approve 2006 comp plan amendments, file number ZON06-009.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And our next item is the Yarrow Bay Marina final approval.
Thank you and good evening.
Hi,
I'm Stacy Kloss and I'm representing the planning department tonight. As you consider the final approval of the Yarrow Bay Marina Suites proposal filed under SHR 06-00001 and ZON 06-00001. And I'm just going to go through and do, if we could change the presentation to PowerPoint. Thank you. So I'm just going to go through a real brief presentation here. And the project is located at 5201 and 5207 Lake Washington Boulevard. And the map above shows the property in yellow and highlights some of the surrounding development, including the Carillon Point mixed-use development to the north, Yarrow Hill Villa condominiums to the east, Lake Washington Boulevard northeast to the east, the Breakwater condominiums to the south. As you, many of you are probably aware, the property is part of Planned Area 15A. That's a unique zone addressing a special geographic area within the Houghton jurisdiction. In 2001, the Planning Commission, Houghton Community Council, and City Council considered and adopted new planning, comprehensive planning language and zoning amendments to address this, the Yarrow Bay Marina property in particular. And the zoning amendments expanded the list of allowed uses on site to include office uses and included standards that would achieve what were put forth as primary objectives in this planned area, which is to maximize public access, use, and visual access to the lake. And then and implementing that were zoning regulations that allowed for provisions to vary building height and for increases in view corridor requirements in order to achieve greater visual access to the lake, as well as development of public use areas along the waterfront and waterfront trail system. The proposal that's before you includes establishment of a large view corridor across the property, access for the public to the waterfront, both in terms of a trail system and a waterfront plaza area, and includes retention of the existing water-dependent use, the marina. Really quickly going over the project. It's composed of two separate properties.
Pardon me for interrupting, but...
I can skip through to...
Yeah, I would ask you to be extremely concise because we've already gone through this pretty thoroughly. So.
And thank you. And so there was a joint public hearing with the hearing examiner on July 31st, which you did consider the project at that point in time, and you deliberated on the project on August 2nd. Issues of primary concern that you considered at that point in time were waterfront access, trail access gate, pier extension, landscaping along the south property line, and street trees, and you voted to recommend approval of the project subject to conditions. Those conditions included those conditions recommended by staff, as well as some additional amended conditions and additional conditions requiring the installation of a security gate at the south end of the project where the trail system connects with the trail system on the Breakwater condominium site. You also recommended a condition of approval to include a tie-up point at the end of the pier addition that would be made available to fuel customers. Also amended a condition and recommended that there be a perpetual maintenance agreement for vegetation within the view corridor to maintain that at a height of no greater than 3 feet. And then also recommended that vegetation along the south property line be evergreen in nature, and recommended that that the street trees that were located within the view corridor be eliminated, and then also recommended retention of the rock retaining wall that's found along the Lake Washington Boulevard. And the hearing examiner subsequently adopted those conditions of approval, amending just one of them slightly regarding vegetation within that view corridor area. There was discussion along the south property line of the 3-foot height requirement not applying to that area, and so the hearing examiner recommended that revise that condition of approval to clearly state that that perpetual maintenance agreement would not apply to that vegetation within that along the south property line. City Council, let's move forward to City Council. There was a challenge filed by the residents of the Breakwater condominiums on the project to the south, and there were two responses filed by the staff planning department as well as the applicant. The hearing, the City Council considered those as they reviewed the proposal, and they did approve the proposal under the resolution that's being brought forward to you this evening for your consideration, and the resolution was 4603. So tonight we're bringing forward that, and essentially you have kind of some different potential actions to take at this point in time. One would be to approve the application, and you could do so by a majority of the entire membership of the Houghton Community Council adopting the resolution that's before you.
You know our options.
Yeah.
We're very familiar.
And so if I'm here, I'm available if you have any questions.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Stacy. Does anybody have any questions for Stacy?
No, let's vote.
Okay. Elsie seems anxious to vote. Do you want to make a motion?
I move that we approve the Yarrow Bay Marina and Marina Suit Project SHR 06-00001 and Zone ZON 06-00001.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on this? Hearing none. All in.
As a matter of fact, not hearing all of the debate as a city council member, I will need to abstain from the vote.
Community council member. Okay, very well. Yes, Nancy.
Would you add to your motion that there is a resolution, was it
2006-6.
It's a Houghton resolution. You make your motion via
you
resolution.
And then make the resolution for the resolution, is that what you want us to do?
No, I think you can include the resolution number in
your
motion.
Well,
I'll include the resolution number. What is it?
2006-6.
Correct.
2006-6.
Correct. It's the last page of your packet.
Okay.
Is that clear, or is you can?
Good with that. Mm-hmm. All right. And Hugh, I think you seconded that. You seconded it with that included as well. Okay. Any further discussion on this? All in favor of this motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously with an abstention by John. Or not abstention, but. Okay. Is there any new business that we need to be discussing? If not, then we have under administrative reports and discussion the December meeting date to set.
Your regular meeting in December is Christmas?
Yeah.
So.
Is that a conflict for anybody?
Assuming you want to change that. The council chambers are available on December 18th, which is a week prior. You'd like to have a regular meeting date that night.
How does that work for everyone?
As far as I know, it's okay.
No parties planned. Okay.
On Monday?
That's a Monday.
Monday, yeah. December 18th. Should we go with that?
I'm good with that.
All right.
Every day in December will be busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably be starting my shopping on that day, but I'll just have to.
So soon.
Okay, so let's go ahead with December 18th for the date of our December meeting. Monday, December 18th.
With the possibility of November 27th, depending on the FAR regulations.
Possibility we may not have a meeting in November, yeah. Right? Okay. And it's been moved and seconded. We adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.
Wow.
Rick, you run an amazing meeting.